Now, tell me about this Merrill Minute, because obviously there are concerns over some changes when it comes to the state government and developer contributions.
Yeah, look, it's not really that complicated. We use developer contributions to help with infrastructure, roads, drainage, footpaths, surf clubs, playgrounds, things like that. So when a developer wants to build something, they pay council a certain amount of money, and that money goes toward the whole of our local government area to, as I said, build playgrounds, support surf clubs, that sort of thing. What is happening now is the state government wants to remove that from local government and keep it for themselves. And that is not going to be acceptable, because if that happens, the rates will go up and it will be all of us that are affected by that. The rates will go up in order to pay for the things that the developer contributions paid for. Now, it goes to Parliament in October when they actually decide to turn up. So the 12th of October, and we need to be making a noise now. Now, yesterday I was on a Zoom meeting with the president of local government and other mayors and councillors throughout the whole of New South Wales. So we're all going to be affected by this. It will come down to, if they take that money, the rates will have to go up, because we need to pay for infrastructure. And so I will be meeting with Gurmesh Singh on Tuesday, with Councillor Rose, who is on the board of local government, putting our case forward. But one of the questions I did ask is, who made this decision? Well, it's Rob Stokes, the planning minister, and the treasurer. So where is the minister for local government to stand up for local council? No voice. No voice at all. She's just either gone along with it, or no one seems to know, really. So it's up to us as ratepayers to make a stand and lobby the state government not to remove the developer contributions from local government.
Well, let me know when you after you have your meeting with Gurmesh Singh on the outcome of that. And again, you know, for the rest of the community, it's knocking on the door of his office in Park Avenue and like you said, lobbying the state government. At the end of the day, Gurmesh is part of the state government, so we'll see how we go about that.
Oh, absolutely. So when we meet with him, he may say, look, I agree with you, I will do my best, which is what I'm hoping the outcome will be, because we really need to make a noise. You don't want a rate rise because the government is taking your money.